Big Cherry Holler by Adriana Trigiani. Read by Grace Bennett.
Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The rain is coming down on this old stone house so hard, it seems there are 100 tap dancers on the roof. When Etta left for school this morning, it was drizzling, and now at 2 o'clock, it's a storm. I can barely see Powell Mountain out my kitchen window. Just yesterday, it was a shimmering gold pyramid of autumn leaves at their peak. I hope the downpour won't beat the color off the trees too soon. We have all winter for Cracker's Neck Holler to wear gray. How I love these mountains in October. The leaves are turning, layers of burgundy and yellow crinolines that change color in the light. The apples are in, the air smells like sweet smoke, and I get to build big fires in Mrs. Mack's deep hearths. As I kneel and slip a log into the stove, I think of my mother-in-law, who had fires going after the first chill in the air. "I love me a fire," she'd say. There's a note on the blackboard over the sink in Jack Mack's handwriting. Red pepper sandwiches? The message is at least 3 months old. No one should have to wait that long for their favorite sandwich, least of all my husband. Why does it take me so long to fulfill a simple request? There was a time when he came first, when I would drop everything and invent ways to make my husband happy. I wonder if he notices that life has put him in second place. If he doesn't, my magazine subscription sure do. Red Book came with a cover exploding in hot pink letters. "Put the sizzle back in your marriage. We show you how. Step number 4 is make his favorite food. Don't ask."